Puyala, puyala, mama, eh. Puyala, puyala, mama, eh. Puyala, mama, eh.
In the beginning, before there were hand tools, there were the storytellers, craftsmen of the imagination. To turn a vision of oneself into a tangible result requires commitment, skills, and the right tools for the job. This is making a masterpiece of your life. Life is a craft. Phase 3. Masterworks. The Masterworks phase, age 45 to 65, begins at the culmination of the journey work years, during which time one distinguishes oneself as a skilled craftsperson by the quality of their work. If you have learned endurance and practiced stamina during your journey work phase, you will arrive at the Masterworks phase with both strength and confidence based on demonstrated experience as evidenced in your craft work. The Masterworks phase is the time for executing a master plan based on the resources and energy developed during the journey work phase. Many men and women approaching their mid-40s, who after striving through their journey work years arrive at the threshold of Masterworks, only to be confronted with painful questions. What has it all been for? What shall I do with the rest of my life after having given my best years to the company or raising a family or having been the faithful spouse? What's there for me to do now? What is the plan? For the craftsperson of life, the Masterworks phase is a very dynamic time. It is the time in one's life after having struggled to master oneself and the unstable world around us, that one is still young enough and energetic, yet old enough to have wisdom to achieve great heights. Masterworks is the time for executing your master plan and polishing your life, your ultimate masterpiece. Where journey work is the time of giving form, definition, and substance to your life, Masterworks is the period of finish carpentry. All the thousand details put right that make the difference between a job begun and a job well finished. You will need the approximately 20 years of Masterworks to accomplish pieces of mastery or masterpieces. If you look at masterpieces created in any medium, the master craftsman will often tell you it took time and effort stretching them beyond their limits to new levels of craftsmanship. Craftsmanship in the Masterworks phase. In the way of craftsmanship, we discuss the fundamental principles at work throughout all four phases of life as a craft. That true satisfaction comes not only from the finished work, but also from the process by which it was done. The skill that requires years of practice and refinement to perfect, when applied to one's own life as a masterpiece in the making, the Masterwork phase opens the next level of accomplishment in subjects within each of the five elements of life as a craft. Element 1, family heritage. Masterworks in this element might include completing research on a family tree and rendering it on a genealogy website where current and future generations of family members can access it and learn. Or it might be establishing a new family tradition to be observed and passed down to future generations. Element 2, Family Management, during the 20 years of the Masterworks phase, ages 45 to 65, the children of many families will have gone to their own journey work and started families of their own. Others may stay in the family home as adults while building and saving to set out on their own. These and circumstances such as parents needing elder care change the dynamics of family management, bringing new subjects and skill requirements to the forefront for the first time. Element 3, family and personal finance. The Masterwork years often represent the peak earning period. They also represent peak spending, particularly in categories including education, the home, mortgage and upkeep, and elder care. Mastery in this element includes having learned to control the success spending impulse, allowing you to confidently treat yourself and your family and enjoy the fruits of your work without facing a credit card binge hangover for months or years later. It is also the time to refine your financial plan for supporting your life in phase 4, mentorship, age 65 to 85, and an estate plan for passing any remaining financial assets to your descendants. Element 4, the human being. Mastery of yourself, the human being, the primary material of life as a craft, has, up to now, been challenging. Just when you think you understand the characteristics of the material, you wake up one morning to discover it has changed, sometimes as expected, and sometimes quite unexpectedly. Fortunately, many crafts practiced by humankind work with organic materials that change their characteristics due to the passage of time or environmental influences, or response to treatments applied by the master craftsperson themselves. During the masterwork phase, the master craftsperson will need to focus on the continued perfection of the masterpiece in progress, but will also likely have to study new topics and acquire new skills through collaboration with other masters and mentors in key disciplines like estate planning to make skillful alterations to your master plan as needed according to the changes setting in. Master plan topics you will want to consider directly related to the care of yourself, the human being, include a healthcare proxy and powers of attorney in the event you are incapacitated. Element 5, tools for living. As we move through the masterwork phase, we will have become skilled with a variety of tools, many of which are associated with our professions, trades, and vocations. But as master craftsmen and women, we are going to be executing at a higher state of performance across all 5 elements. What we may not be thinking about up to now is the development of the master's journal, your record of the deeper knowledge and skills being acquired and exercised during this heightened masterwork phase of life as a craft that will be needed during phase 4, mentorship, as the foundation for transmitting the experience of mastery to apprentices, journeymen, and other masters alike. For those in the masterwork phase of life as a craft, the journal, the key tool you first learned to use during your journeywork phase, must now be used again to produce your master's journal. Historically, we have learned the journal is a day record of work done and places visited. It is an ancient practice in the way of craftsmanship across almost every craft practiced by humanity. How one keeps the journal is up to the craftsperson. There are so many recording tools available to choose from. What is important to remember about this tool is what it is intended for. According to some craftsmanship traditions, it is to record an account of the craft, a reflection, including the goal of the craft, its processes, and proper use of the tools of the craft. Reflections. Reflection has been defined as a process regarding thinking about and exploring one's experience. It has been said that reflection distinguishes expert practitioners from their peers. An expert craftsman uses information from previous experiences, as well as the insights gained from the reflective process, to improve decision-making ability. As apprentices and journeymen progress through their development, they must practice, enhance, and habitually use their reflective skills. Although many strategies exist to promote this process, one method that has been used in the way of craftsmanship to make one's reflections tangible to others is journal writing. The Master's Journal is a tool to promote focused reflection and thought through one-on-one dialogue between the student and the mentor. Mentors and students are partners in the promotion of reflective learning. This dialogue, facilitated by the mentor, should be designed to challenge the student to reflect on his or her experiences and compare them to those of the mentor, both as advanced knowledge of what they too may experience or not, as well as a tangible benchmark, a craftsman's reference point that serves as a standard to measure or compare one's own work to that of the model. Therefore, the master's journal writing process should be well planned and have explicit student expectations in mind. The master's journal is a work product that you will develop over the 20-year period of your masterwork phase. It is an artifact of your craft work to be delivered during your mentorship phase as a teaching aid to others and part of the legacy you will leave to future generations. It is therefore more important to transmit a clear, uncomplicated idea of what has been achieved so that it can be used as a tool by others, rather than overly concerning oneself with strict grammar and sentence structure, which may result in the student losing the sense of purpose and meaning in the writing. It is a work which must speak for itself. Craftsmanship in the Masterworks Phase. A masterpiece is an individual work having received critical praise for outstanding creativity, skill, and depth of workmanship, usually by one's peers in the craft, as meeting or exceeding a standard or benchmark measuring skillful execution. For the master craftsperson, there is an additional dimension in measuring the craftsmanship of a masterpiece. It is the dimension of process, the manner in which the finished work was completed. Full pleasure comes not only from the finished work itself, but in the manner in which it was done as the result of the craftsperson's attitude of mind. We call this mind craft, the first human craft. Using reflection, a tool of mind craft, the craftsperson forms an account describing the manner in which the masterpiece work was done and makes the account visible by recording in the master's journal for others to experience. This is described by Plato as a unique characteristic separating the craftsman from the skilled artisan. During the journey work phase, we conditioned our bodies and minds, the inner and outer human being, to operate and flow in a synchronized manner, both being in the same place at the same time, neither getting ahead of the other, causing resistance. Athletes, performers, and many other crafts use the term being in the zone. If you have ever been there, you know what I mean. Having developed the skill of getting in the zone on demand, developed in our journey work phase, the way of craftsmanship in the masterworks phase opens the door to more fully develop the tools of mind craft, the original human craft. What is mind craft? By the time you arrive at the masterworks phase, if you have developed a good degree of progress toward making a masterpiece of your life, you are likely feeling strong and confident about yourself and your skills. This is a very common experience described by people everywhere when they reach a state of mastery in one area or another. And where do you feel this strength? Perhaps in your body, but also in your mind. In the modern era, there is a great deal of attention on discussing the way of craftsmanship as understood through the craft artifacts produced by the intelligent human hand. and we learn many lessons from this outer human being encounter with the world and its materials. In the way of craftsmanship and the practice of life as a craft, there is the world of mindcraft, a wide collection of practices and tools applied to the needs of the inner human being equal to the material artifacts for use by the outer human being. Some mindcraft practices can be learned and applied by the individual craftsperson, including mental focus training, imagination development, and managing one's emotional state under stress. Other mindcraft disciplines require master craftsmen and women specifically trained to deal with more acute situations in the realm of mental health. There are also well-known mindcrafts in mathematics, language arts, computer programming, philosophy, knowledge management, and oral history. Each of these being crafts with specific and different goals, identifiable processes, and specialized tools. However, unlike the external crafts using many different organic and synthetic materials fashioned by the human hand, practitioners in the named mindcrafts universally work with a single primary material, human thought. While there are countless definitions and writings that proclaim human thought is not tangible like wood or clay and can be shaped by the skilled hand, there is equal evidence, as understood by practitioners in the mindcrafts, that within the workshop of our minds, we are capable of creating and progressively fashioning thought objects with clearly defined borders, component parts, and substance which we are capable of storing and retrieving out of memory onto the workbench of our minds and further develop into a finished craft work using the Minecraft tools we have trained with. These thought objects are known to us by many names, including concepts, ideas, plans, theories, and the like. In the Masterworks phase, building on the foundational skills developed in the Journey Work phase, you may now turn your attention to an expanded dimension of craftsmanship, creating masterpieces of thought. In the tradition of Sunny craftsmanship, an object is beautiful because it is functionally perfect. It is not perfect simply because it is beautiful in its form. Think about it. This is the masterwork phase of making a masterpiece of your life. This is Charles Collins inviting you to join us for the next episode of Making a Masterpiece of Your Life. Making a Masterpiece of Your Life is made possible by a grant from the Griffin House Trust.